I read Isaiah chapter 11 to us. Then shall come forth a rod. Can we all stand, please? Please, can we all stand? Isaiah chapter 11. Our children shall be taught of the Lord. Great shall be their peace. The peace of the Lord return to the hearts, to the minds of all these precious children. To the glory of God. Father, do that which only you can do. And thank you for that which you have begun in the life of these children again. I just perceive some things have been uprooted. And God has implanted and filled and planted some things where those things were uprooted. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Please, can I just ask, before I read the scripture again, can we pray? Let's just pray over our children, defenseless children. But Lord, they are covered with the precious blood of Jesus. No evil will befall them. No plague will come near their dwelling. Satan, upon these children are the marks of Christ. Marks of Christ. Henceforth, let no man, let no vessel, no human being trouble these children anymore. We stop and end every oppression of the devil over our children. In the name of Jesus, whatever you did not plant in their lives, let it be uprooted. Thank you for uprooting. Thank you for pouring a new spirit in these children. Thank you. And we resist you, Satan. We say, everything that has been done today, I know your tactics. I know your devices. In the name of Jesus, we silence you. I silence you. I bind you. Yes, I come against every distraction. Every distraction. Yes, in the name of Jesus, any form of strife going on between parents that children have seen, Lord, wipe these things off. Wipe these things off. Give them a fresh memory. Wipe it off. Wipe everything that is bad, evil, that can be a negative influence on these children as they grow up. Wipe it off by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Isaiah chapter 11, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Let me read it again and you say amen. This is the Spirit of the Lord upon all your children that you have brought out now. This is what God is doing. I say in the name of Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord rests upon all your children. Amen. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Amen. The Spirit of counsel and might. Amen. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Amen. Your children will always delight in the fear of the Lord. Amen. Your children will not judge by the sight of their eyes. Amen. They will not decide by the hearing of their ears. Amen. But with the righteousness of the Lord, they will judge the poor. Amen. They will decide with equity for the meek of the earth. Amen. And in the name of Jesus, upon their hearts, upon their lips shall be the rod, the word of God, the authority of the Lord within their mouths, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the breath of the Lord will come upon them, and they will slay every power of darkness that comes against them in the name of Jesus. Righteousness shall be the belt of your children. Faithfulness will be their belt around their waist in the name of Jesus. Impossible things will begin to happen where your child was limited, where reports from doctors or reports from teachers or professionals, where that report ends, the Spirit of God starts. Amen. Every limit placed upon your children today will break them. Amen. They are going to start drawing from the source of life, and that is Elohim, God Himself. Their spirits become receptive from today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. They will walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and they will not be harmed in any way. in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As we have dedicated your children today, they shall dwell in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
All the days of their lives.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 With all eyes closed, please. I was really, really struggling.
Okay.
I was really, really struggling with this, and the Holy Spirit said, you just have to say it. With all eyes closed, I'm not going to ask anybody to come out. I'm not going to ask anybody to raise their hands because I'm not out here to embarrass anyone. But the Lord is saying that some of us here, when Pastor said we should pray for the children, the Holy Spirit impressed upon my heart that some of us adults were wounded as children. You were wounded as a result of the divorce of your parents. You were wounded by the words your parents spoke to you. You were wounded by your father not being there in your life as you grew up as a child. You were wounded because your mother wasn't there when you were growing up. You were subjected to abuse, whether sexual or physical or emotional or verbal, by your parents, by people very close to you as a child. And up till now, these issues are still affecting you. They still affect every single decision you make. And the Holy Spirit is asking me to tell you today, this is the key to your deliverance. Mm. Let it go.
Amen.
Let it go. You are saying to me, you don't know what they did to me. This was somebody I trusted. My parents were not there. I don't understand what it means to have a father or a mother in my life. God is saying, let it go. When you let it go, you will see what I will do in your life. So if you are there, nobody needs to know. Just in your heart, let it go. And if you want to speak to Pastor or myself after the service, that is fine. But right now, speak to God, your heavenly Father, who has revealed this through me. I'm just a servant. Let it go. Forgive them. Mention their names. I forgive my dad for not being in my life. I forgive my mom for not being in my life. I forgive my abuser. It is very, very difficult. But let it go. Because that's the key to your breakthrough. That's the key to your deliverance. Forgiving them and letting it go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, the grace, the ability for your children to forgive, so that they can move on with their lives, so that they can do all that you've created them to do, so that they can fulfill your purpose for their lives. Holy Spirit, help them. Holy Spirit, help them. Some of us, our mother died when we were very young. And you've not forgiven your mother for dying. Why did she have to die? Why did she have to die at such a young age? That is why I've struggled in my life. And God is saying, I understand what you are going through. But will you give all that to me right now? Why did my dad have to die when I was very young? And I struggled and I was moved from place to place. I was subjected to horrific abuse. If my mother had been there, if my father had been there, you are saying these things would not have happened. But God is saying, let it go. Surrender everything to the Lord so that he can heal you. He's the only one who can take away this pain. And remember that in your pain, there is purpose. After God has healed you, you'll be able to minister to other people as well who are going through similar situations. Thank you, Lord, for grace, for this, your precious children. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Just declare. Surrender. Let go. Let go. Stop struggling. Stop struggling. This is an unusual service. Every service is unusual, but this is just very, very unusual. Just surrender. Just let go. Let go. Let God. Let go. Let God. Let go. Heal. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Healed. 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 Healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed. You are set free. In the name of Jesus, I cast out that spirit of fear. I cast out that spirit of fear. All those demonic dreams end today. 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 Every demonic dream, they end today. All those openings that the devil has been using to oppress you, they are shut. Shut today. Every avenue of oppression, shut. You let go. Let go. Let go. Let God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, just do as you please. We are your people. This is your church. We are the sheep of your pasture. Just do as you please. Just do anything and everything you want to do today. Just bypass our intellect, bypass our preparations. Please, there's a lot of healing happening. Please, don't be left out. The power of God is present here to heal. But it doesn't mean automatically you will be healed. You will only be healed if you plug in, if you receive. Just receive. If that's all you can say, just, Lord, just I just receive. I receive everything you want to do. Just take my life. Let it be used for your glory. Heal me. Fill me. Uproot. Thank you. I hear the Spirit of God say, the Egyptians, it's a popular scripture, but it will make a lot of meaning to you today. The Egyptians that you saw and have oppressed you for so long, you shall see them no more. Today marks the end of every oppression and every voice of condemnation is condemned. Let me tell you something. Physicians can prescribe medication. Psychologists can offer therapy. There is no power like the power of the Holy Spirit. And in the name of Jesus, please lay hands on your head. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, in the name of Jesus, I command total healing, restoration, deliverance from your mind, from your body, now in the name of Jesus. Please, somebody just shout, Jesus. Please, you're going to shout it again and just say, have mercy on me. Just like blind Bartimaeus did. So when I say 1, 2, 3, you just say, you shout, Jesus, have mercy on me. 1, 2, 3. Jesus, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. The power of the Holy Spirit come upon you. Oh Lord, make your presence known. Manifest your glory. Show yourself strong. Show yourself strong, oh God. All over the place, show yourself strong. Lord, you know what you're doing. I don't know what exactly, but I know you are touching, and the Holy Spirit is getting into the deepest, deepest places, those deep recesses of the heart. The bitterness, every root uprooted now. Every root of bitterness, every defilement of your soul is being cleansed, purified, purified in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Please, everyone, please, whether you are kneeling or you're standing, just declare one, just declare this from the depth of your heart. I declare in the name of Jesus, I arise today and I shine because God is my light and salvation. I arise because the light of God shines into me and through me into every darkness in the world. In Jesus' name, I am radiant with the glory, splendor, majesty, and honor of the Lord. The glory and brilliance of the Lord upon me
makes me to shine
before nations.
In the name of Jesus,
people come to my light and I shine with the glory and brilliance of the Lord. I create solutions and solve problems on the earth in the name of Jesus. To the glory of God, I solve people's problems and they bring gold and silver to me. To the glory of God, in the midst of darkness, my light will always be seen, and I will always shine to the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, I am radiant with the glory, splendor, majesty, and honor of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Can you all hear me? Right. So, the Lord is impressing upon my heart to pray for all our older children, especially, God says, those who have graduated from university, who are looking for work. So, if you fall into that category, please, can you come out? And if you're an adult here as well, God says, if you are looking for a job, please come out. Yes, Lord. Our children are for signs and wonders. Whether they are in their 20s or their 30s, they are for signs and wonders. We decree the favor of the Lord upon you all. Masekerebo sataya karaba sata rekebo shikaraba sataya. No. Our children will not suffer to get work. In the name of Jesus, masekerebo sata. We speak the favor of the Lord upon you all. In the name of Jesus, malekerebo sataya. I want you to tell God right now. Everybody standing in front, what kind of job you want? I want you to tell God right now. I want you to give God the timeline. When do you want this job to start? I want you to think very big, right? Think very, very big. Please do not think small. Think very, very big. Think very, very big. Because you are serving a very, very big God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let every struggle to get jobs cease now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we decree that wherever your children have applied to, let the favor of the Lord come before their files. In the name of Jesus, if you are a mother and your child is not here, I want you to pray for your child. Let your favor go with this son strong today. Let every struggle cease in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. The Holy Spirit is asking me to tell all of you, some of you have to change your mindset. Stop thinking, if you apply for a job and you are thinking, they won't give me that job because of my color, you are not going to get the job. So change your mindset and tell God and ask for forgiveness right now. In any way that you've demeaned yourself because of your color, ask God for forgiveness right now. Father, forgive me for demeaning you and demeaning myself because of my color before I pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead for your mercy, oh God. Because some of our children have been damaged right from school, so they are no more confident. But I pray for the confidence of the Lord to return to each and every one of you today. Confidence of the Lord return. You are bold. You are strong. Because the Lord your God is the one that is inside of you. The one that is inside of you. He is strong and he is mighty. Why should we do care jobs? Why can't we get government jobs? You should get angry in your spirit. Why should we always be doing care jobs? No, 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 no. In the name of Jesus, we are going for top jobs. We are going to become judges. We are going to become the prime minister. We are going to go to the house of parliament. Whatever you want, say it, say it, say it.
Manifest your glory.
Manifest your glory.
Manifest your
glory. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Lord, not because of us, not because of me, not because of my husband, not because of anyone stood out here, but because of you, because of your glory, glorify yourself in the lives of everyone stood out here who is looking for a job. Where they have said no before, we decree that they recall you back and they say yes.
Amen.
Hey, we decree that they will call you back and they will apologize and say that we are sorry. We are sorry. We decree favor, favor of the Lord God with your application, favor of the Lord God with your interview. You are bold, you are strong. As you go before the interviewers, God will give you what to say in the name of Jesus. The Lord said that when we serve him, he will bless our water, he will bless our bread, and he will not let any of the diseases of the Egyptians come upon us. One of the diseases of the Egyptians is when you are a prince and you are doing a job meant for a servant. From today, for a slave, from today, we decree for our children, for everyone standing out here, receive the jobs of your heart desires in the name of Jesus. Maybe you didn't hear me. I said, receive the job of your heart desires.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Some of you are going to become influencers on social media. Listen, the greatest influencer is the Holy Ghost. I remember when you begin to go on social media, remember the Holy Ghost. Remember the Holy Ghost. When you get these jobs, do not forget Jesus. Father, let there be signs following this word today. Let there be signs following this prayer today. Glorify your name. From tomorrow morning, let the testimonies begin to come in. We break every yoke in your lives. We break every yoke in your lives. We destroy every stronghold in the name of Jesus. The strongholds that have held you bound all these years, we destroy them upon your life in the name of Jesus. Even if you are a lawful captive, we say you are delivered. God said you will contend with those who are contending with you. Hey, you see, those people that are contending with you to apply for those jobs, but you are better than them. Father, begin to contend on behalf of all these ones. Begin to contend wherever the applications from, sir, and save our children. Save your people in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout.
Lord, to you be all the glory. To you be all the glory. Do that which only you can do, and it's all for your glory. Now listen, as Wura was talking, she took the words out of my spirit about mindset. And what God has done is he has pressed a reset button on your mind and reset you to the original manufacturer's manual, that you are created made fearfully and wonderfully. I say this by the Spirit of God. You see, even if that job does not exist, it will be created for your sake. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This morning, the Spirit of God was speaking to me that why is there, when the seed is sown, and Jesus gave the parable that the seed is likened to the word of God, why is it that some people would bring a 30-fold, some a 60-fold, and some a 100? And then sadly, unfortunately, some are completely unfruitful. He said the difference is what you heard, how you heard it, the understanding you have received, and what you do as a result of what you heard, how you heard, the understanding you had, and the action you took. I came into this country in 2002, and I got told all manner of things why someone like me will never, at that stage, work in an office, get an office job. They showed me all the evidence. People who had been years in this country before me. They showed people who had more qualification than me. Someone even reminded me that, what is even your qualification? You don't even have any work experience either in Europe or in the United Kingdom. I want to tell you something. It is not what you have we are talking about now. It is whose you are. And I reminded myself, to the glory of God, whose I was. I am God's. I am a child of God. The God who was God to me in Nigeria can never get to the UK and change and become another God. This is not a case of arrogance or pride. But Lord, you said, I will be the head, not the tail. I will be above, not beneath. I've heard what people have said. I don't blame them. That's their experience. But Lord, glorify your name in my life. The jobs they told me not to apply for, I began to apply for them. I began to get invites for interview. The very first interview I did in this country, in an office, when I calculated how much I was earning, it was what a very senior managerial role, senior, what much more what I was earning from Nigeria. What was the difference? The Holy Spirit was reminding me this morning. My mindset. And the Spirit of God is saying to us standing here, when you go for those jobs, don't go as a beggar. Don't go to beg for a job. Go to claim. Because you are light, you are going into that place to give them light. Go with that mindset. I am coming into this place to create solutions for you, to solve problems for you. I am not begging. I am simply telling you this is what I have to offer you. Go with that mindset. God has reset your mind. Please, those of you outside here, just lift up your hand. Be it unto me according to your word. I am not a beggar. I am a child of God. I am a child of light. Everywhere I go, I create solutions. They will beg me to create solutions for them. Please, don't go as a victim. Go as a victor. And thus said the Lord, I've made you an employer. You are moving from being an employee to an employer. I don't know if that is for people out here or people in the congregation. I don't know. But thus said the Lord, start seeing what I'm saying. Start seeing yourself as an employer of labor. Start seeing yourself as creating jobs, employing people, blessing families. Start seeing yourself. God is saying there's a transition, and every limitation removed. Step into your next level of glory, said the Lord. Father, I thank you. And Lord, we vow.
Yes, Lord.
And we give you all the glory. Thank you. We vow. Make this vow. Before you, before man, all the glory for every single miracle you have done here that will begin to manifest from even 12 midnight tonight. All right, I'm just going to say this by the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit just brought something to my remembrance. There was a service, I can't remember what it was. And God spoke that someone will get home and they will get a delivery, a letter or something. And as I was saying it then, I remember, this is Sunday. Royal Mail don't work on Sunday. The person got home and Royal Mail brought a delivery on a Sunday. If you believe in miracles, please lift up your hands and say, Lord, I receive a miracle, which means something beyond what man can do in my life. A miracle. Yes, I acknowledge it is not possible, humanly speaking. But Lord, I receive that which you can do, you alone. You alone. And I vow to give it some 47. We're going to read from verse 1 to 5. When God told the children of Israel to do a stupid thing, foolish, unscientific, march round a wall as thick, as so thick that chariots run side by side on the wall. Do a stupid thing. March round 7 days. Don't say anything. On the 7th day, march round and shout. Very stupid. When Jesus, the master innovator, told those servants to do the most stupidest thing in a wedding ceremony. Go and pour water into water pots. Draw the water. Go and give to the feast, the governor of the feast. Very foolish, very stupid. Listen, God uses the foolish things, the stupid things, to confound the wisdom of the wise. If God is telling us to do this, you better do it. The things that hinder our miracles is this tiny little gray matter here, our brain. How can these things be? Listen, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. We are just simply going to obey Psalm 47, and I'm going to leave. And Father, once again, Elohim, source of all life and intelligence, we return the praise, the glory to you. You will see something, especially in verse 5. Psalm 47, please, if it can be displayed. Or you know what? Let all participate. If you have a device on you, or you can look at the screen. We are reading Psalm 47 from verse 1 to 5. And Psalm 47 is not a suggestion. Let me read it and then we will obey. Verse 1 says, "Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples." Don't clap yet, don't worry. Some people are already in the spirit. Those in the flesh will catch up. "Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a voice of triumph." Oh, I silence that voice right now. Listen, listen, I heard something in the spirit. Oh, it's because the pastor didn't have a message today, so he's making this up. I heard that. I silence that voice in the name of Jesus. Whoever heard that, that is how you get tormented. I silence that voice in the name of Jesus. You will not hear such voices again. And anytime you hear such voices, silence it. We condemn it in the name of Jesus. These are all the notes, notebook, slide, gave to the media team. God showed up. The owner of the church is doing as he pleases. Today, Psalm 47. "Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. For the Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth." That word king, ruler, the supreme, the one who has final authority, the one who says a thing and it's unquestionable. "He's a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us." Some of us have been subdued by human beings who have no covenant with God, uncircumcised Philistines. Enough. You are no longer under any such dominion. You are taking dominion. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. Verse 4, "He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves." Verse 5, "God has gone up with a what?" What have we been doing? God has what? Gone up with a... You know what the Bible says when God arises? Let God arise, and what happens? All the while you were shouting, God was going up, arising on your behalf, and scattering every work of the enemy in your life. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. I will leave you to read the rest, but when you see the next verse, it says, "Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises to our King, sing praises." That's an instruction we are going to take with us throughout this week. Just sing praises to the ruler, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. So right now, we're just going to obey with every instrument you can manufacture, that keyboard, whatever. We are going to do verse 1, and we're going to do verse 5. Are you ready? I'm not sure you are, and I'm not trying to psych anybody up. If you are ready, and God is here, God is standing, and you are sitting, that's an insult. Don't you think? I'm not trying to make anybody feel guilty. God is standing, you are sitting, that is an insult. Okay? Absolute insult. Are we ready? Oh, clap your hands, all you people, and shout to God with a voice of triumph. is go back to your seats. Go back singing. Sing throughout this week. How will I not sing? How will I not praise your name?